What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, July 25th, 2012. Hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhana Friday and another relaxing weekend, we hope. I don't know. It's kind of getting kind of hard to relax here. It's just, just so many crazy things going on here. And, of course, here in Hawaii, we still have RIMPAC, and they're flying jets and helicopters over our heads. I guess the Nimitz was out there yesterday practicing how to do catapult stuff and the rest of it. They're going to have three live fire drills. They're actually going to sink a couple of three old ships out there, and you know, just to prove how butch they are and warlike and mean and so forth and so on here. Anyway, Paul Craig Roberts will be joining us in hour number three to talk about current events, so forth and so on. Jim Rogers will be joining us tomorrow regarding the LIBOR scandal and where that's going and how hard various governments and money junkies are trying to make that situation go away. And obviously the corporate media here in the United States of America are still, they're all about Colorado and the Batman shooter and all the rest of this stuff, and there's all kinds of nonsense pouring onto the net to try and get people arguing back and forth as a distraction. And that's what it is, a distraction. I noticed the last several days all the flags around here are flying at half mast, and apparently President Obama issued a proclamation for the flags in the United States of America to be flown at half mast until midnight tonight. Today's the last day of this whole situation. Why? I'm sorry. I mean, I feel really bad for these people who were killed and injured in this movie theater, but they're not heroes. They didn't do anything other than be in the wrong place at the wrong time. The only reason for Obama to be keeping the flags at half-mast is he's trying to keep everybody thinking about the Colorado shooting. So they're not thinking about the push for war in Syria and Iran. They're not thinking about the economy. They're not thinking about the corruption. They're not thinking about LIBOR. They're not thinking about the mortgage security fraud. They're not thinking about 100 million Americans living in poverty. And that's why they're waving these flags at you as hard as they can. And by doing so, they cheapen every other time that the flags are flown at half-mast to mark the passing of somebody who was important to the country, like an assassinated president or Pearl Harbor Day. Pearl Harbor Day gets one day. The Colorado victims get five. This is cheapening the whole ceremony of flying the flags at half-mast to be doing it for things like this. I'm sorry. Anyway, but again, that's the whole point of it. Keep you thinking about Colorado, keep you thinking about, we've got to go for gun control, we've got to do whatever. And again, that's not working. Gun sales are up in Colorado this week, 41%. Because Colorado proved the police are never going to be there to protect you from a crime. They show up after it's all over and pretend like that's really a solution to the problem, which is one of the reasons crime is so completely out of control in this country. Now, just to show how extremely absurd the politicking and the waving of the bloody shirts is getting, Brian Fisher, who's the mouthpiece of the American Family Association, has set a new record low in lameness. He was out there earlier saying the cause of the Aurora shooting was a general breakdown in Judeo-Christian values. And by the way, I'm not sure what Judeo-Christian actually means. It seems to be one of those hyphenated words we get out of Time magazine that implies a linkage between Israel and Christianity that may not really be there. But I digress. Apparently today, Brian Fisher is out there saying that the Aurora shooting is a direct result of public schools' teaching of evolution. That is, I would say, a bit of a reach. Just a little tiny bit, but that's what he's out there. Everybody's trying to, you know, they're dancing on the corpses. They're waving the bloody shirts for whatever situation. Next thing you're going to have somebody saying, you know, those people were shot because we're clubbing baby seals or some other such nonsense. We're going to take a break here. The lovely Miss Crystal's in the control room answering the phones, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we head on to the really important, meaningful news, a final note here. There's a video that is floating around the internet that is supposedly from the Aurora, Colorado Channel 9 TV news, initially identifying the movie theater shooter as an Iranian, Mohammed, blah, 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 whatever the name is. This is a hoax. Okay, Channel 9 has confirmed they never, ever broadcast any such message. Somebody took a screen capture and doctored it to put out this fake to try and say, oh, it's an Iranian immigrant who did this. And so if this comes your way, just throw it in the bit bucket. This is a confirmed hoax. Gee, I wonder who would do such a dastardly thing to try and blame Arab Muslims for violent acts inside the United States of America. Probably the same people who were faking those anthrax letters that were all written to look like they were from Arab Muslims, and the anthrax turned out to be from the U.S. government's own bio-war labs. Anyway, Mayor Bloomberg, as you're probably aware, yesterday was saying that the police should go out on strike until Americans surrender their guns. And yeah, good, sure. No more parking tickets, no towed cars. You know, just, you know, no protesters being shot. Certainly down in Anaheim, I think right now, those people down there saying, yeah, get the police out of here. They're shooting innocent people left and right, and when we show up to complain, they're shooting at us. So yeah, let the police go at this particular point. Apparently they just had a civil fine against some cop who was, you know, forcing other guys to give him oral gratification in his patrol car. And the criminal court wouldn't prosecute him, but the civil courts. Yeah. All right. Anyway, getting back to the situation. The reality is Mayor Bloomberg is wrong about the attitude of ordinary police officers. Most police support the Second Amendment. Most police reject gun control because they have seen all the studies carried out by universities and policemen's organizations that show consistently where the public is allowed to carry weapons, crime goes down. That makes the job easier for the police who don't want to rush into places where bullets are flying back and forth. And remember, this shooter in Colorado picked the one city in the entire state that not only banned firearms inside the city limits, but also banned keeping them in your car. So everybody's talking about, we need a gun ban, we need... There was already one in place, and all it did was disarm the innocent victims. Didn't do anything to the shooter. As far as we can tell, I mean, at this point, it looks to me like the guy was just fried on some kind of medication. You know, they're trying to make a big deal over the fact that he was, on Vicodin, you know, which is pretty strong and serious medication. They're not saying he wasn't on anything else, but they're trying to imply it because the pharmaceutical industry, they're terrified. I mean, there have been hundreds of these cases of these acts of inexplicable violence. People just all of a sudden kill their loved ones or themselves. And afterwards they say, I don't know why I did it. I just went ahead and did it. And in every one case, it's turning out they're on these antidepressants and SSRIs. And as it turns out, the SSRIs, for all of their cost and expense and side effects, don't actually work because the basic theory of curing depression by interfering with the flow of serotonin turns out it doesn't work. Because depressed people have all kinds of different levels of serotonin. There was a flawed assumption, and it got all the way through drug development and testing, but it makes a lot of money, and they're going to keep on selling it here. But the reality is that in these situations, the cops will never be there. I mean, if for no other reason than common sense is going to tell you, somebody planning on committing mayhem isn't going to walk up to a cop car or a guy in a uniform to start it. He's going to look around and say, oh, guns aren't allowed here. Cops don't seem to be around. Yee-haw, ride 'em cowboy, and they're off and running. And I think this is the reason why gun sales in Colorado are up 41%, and I am willing to wager a plugged Turkish piaster, probably plugged by one of the Syrian rebels by now, that you're going to see a lot of people ignoring the city ordinances about concealed carry because there's a state law allowing concealed carry with a permit, and I think more and people are going to rely on that and say the city doesn't have jurisdiction because look at what happened in Aurora. Aurora said we're going to create a gun-free zone, and all they did was disarm the victims. The shooter, yeah, he had all the guns. He just walked right past that sign saying gun-free zone. That gun-free zone was like an advertisement. Target range, live targets, have all the fun you want. Innocent, disarmed people in front of you. Nobody will shoot back at you. Have a great day. All right, but as I said, all of this is a distraction. They're trying to basically keep your minds off the economic news and the signs of imminent crumbling collapse in Europe, which is going to trigger a run on the Wall Street firms that were selling all those credit default swaps, and they're trying to distract you. The reality is, we have this situation. Yesterday they were reporting how 100 million Americans are living below the poverty line. And there are all these other indicators. We know that the real jobless rate is at about 40%. It's not the 8.9% that the government likes to lie to you about. And basically at this point, they're expecting that this year, 2012, the highest poverty rate that it's been in almost 50 years. Our median wealth of the American people is plummeting relative to the rest of the world. We're like 17th, 18th down the list. But we still have the most billionaires of any nation on earth. 57% of all of our children are living in homes that are considered low income or impoverished. One out of every four workers in the United States are bringing home wages that are at the poverty level. 25% of Americans are making less than $10 an hour. the situation is getting worse, and that's why they're going to wave, Colorado shooter, we've got to take your guns, trust us, we will take care of you. And, of course, obviously, the evidence before our very eyes is, no, the government can't take care of you. The government isn't even interested in taking care of you. They're too busy taking care of Israel. They just want to disarm you because they're concerned that you're going to stand up and do what Iceland did, which is to toss the crooked bankers in prison and fire the government that helped them loot the people. And we probably are, but we're not going to do it with firearms. We're doing it on keyboards and alternative media radio shows. And all we have to do is just say we're not going to be the wallet of last resort for all these failed business gambling ventures. And that's really what it was, gambling. Wall Street went on a gambling binge. They hit gambler's ruin, and they want you to pay for it here. Over at Walmart, the company that we all love to hate, their workers are basically in a situation in their warehouses where literally it's almost an abusive degree of hard labor, dust contamination, toxic contamination, and serious health concerns, but it's all in the interest of driving up profitability a little bit more. There is a complete disconnect between the desire to make money and the desire to serve society and our culture. And unfortunately, in the minds of the money junkies, getting rich serves society. That goes all the way back to Adam Smith. And even though Nobel Prize-winning mathematician John Nash proved that that was impossible, that being personally greedy was going to benefit society as a whole, it is an article of faith in the religion of the money junkies, whatever that religion is. It's obviously the one that Lloyd Blankfein talks about when he talks about Goldman Sachs doing God's work. But there is no desire in the hearts of the corporations or the minds of the corporate executives other than to make more money, and they don't care how it gets done. And there's an interesting story how Richard Bove had these bad experiences in Wells Fargo branch in suburban Tampa. He moved to a bank down the street, and then he went public basically talking about the extraordinarily bad customer service he was getting from Wells Fargo. And we understand Wells Fargo just got hit with a huge fine for preferentially giving better mortgage terms to white people, possibly of a certain religion, and blacks and Hispanics were being shoved into subprime mortgages, which are more expensive, even though they qualified for primes. So Wells Fargo doesn't really have a good record for customer service at this point. And he said the bottom line is when you go to all these banks, and we're all seeing customer service just seems to have gone away, they don't even want to talk to you anymore. Stay outside, use our semi-convenient automated teller machine, for which we'll charge you $2. Because being friendly to the customers, being helpful to the customers, being useful to the customers has no payoff. There's no money to be made because most of the bank's money no longer comes from customer deposits. It's coming from all this quantitative easing and all of this money coming from the Federal Reserve. The only customers they really want are the ones coming in to borrow money, not to deposit the money. And so as a result, customer service is just a low priority. Those pesky customers with their pitiful few pennies are getting in the way of the casino games, seems to be the attitude. Now, Bank of America, to sort of illustrate this lack of concern for customer convenience, is shutting down 1,500 of their automated teller machines. It's about 9% of their total network to save costs. They don't want to have to pay the electric bills. They don't want to have to pay the little rental. They actually have to pay rent on that little hole in the wall wherever they put the ATMs. They don't want to have to pay maintenance on them. And so they're basically shutting them down. You know, they'll give you a little handy-dandy map where you can find an ATM somewhere in your community. May not be the one you've been used to using. Meanwhile, we got to take a break here. When we come back, we'll be talking about ATMs and a little bit more, some other stuff. We'll be right back.
Answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stone's throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we leave the subject about bank teller machines and other ways that the banks are basically pulling back from customer service because you're just not important anymore. Ben Bernanke gives them the money. They play their casinos games. The winners go home happy. The losers go back to Congress for a bailout. And they don't care about you ordinary, you hoi polloi, as it were. But if you are using automated teller machines, you've got to be really, really careful. You're probably already aware of what are called card skimmers, and these are basically little false panels that will go over the front of the ATM machine so that when you insert your card, it'll read the number off for the criminals as well as sending it on through into the ATM machine to be read correctly by the bank computer system. And then there's a second system, either a camera or an overlay on the keypad that records your PID, your identifier number, so that later on they can make up phony copies of your card and empty your account. And it's a big, big problem. Well, the latest ones you need to be aware of. Investigators are finding there are card skimmers that are now so thin and small, they're inserted into the card slot itself. There's no front phony panel to look for. You know, the only clue is there's going to be a little tiny hook or a wire that sticks outside that allows the crooks to be able to retrieve the device to read off the memory. But if you see anything funny about your teller machine, you do not use it. They are not trustworthy. Frankly, you know, in a world where customer service was still something that was considered an important part of a corporation's public image, I think we ought to go back to using tellers. That would certainly help with the unemployment problem, I think. You know, all these science fiction writers who wrote about a wonderful world where robots do all the work, the question they never really dealt with was, how do we keep the human population fed and busy if all the menial jobs, all the clerical jobs, all this other stuff is taken over by robots? Because we're there already. That's what an ATM machine is, a robot bank teller. A vending machine is a robot store clerk. And they're all wonderfully convenient and so forth and so on, but what about the people who used to work as bank tellers and store clerks? What are they going to do? We certainly don't live in an economy or a governmental society that has any concern for them whatsoever. It's, oh, let them decrease the surplus population. Let them go. We'll use them in a war or something like that. Personally, I think that in the aftermath of the coming economic crash, when we finally admit globalism was a really bad idea, private central banks issuing the public currency was a really bad idea, and mass-produced anything was a bad idea, you know, leading into Walmart and stuff, I think the human race is probably going to stop valuing pretty printed pieces of paper quite so much and maybe go back to valuing each other a little bit more. And I have kept this little memento. I think I've shown it to you once before. When I was down on Waikiki not too long ago, there was this homeless guy, and he's picking up these seed pods that are falling on the beach, and he quarters them. And on the husks, he hand-paints these little scenes, and then he sells them to get money to feed himself. And I bought one of them, and I kept it because the more I think about this, you know, this is kind of cool. Because this is the only one of these in the entire world. Yes, he painted a lot of designs, and a lot of designs are similar, but everyone is a little bit different, and that means this is the only one of these in the entire world. There aren't 5 million others exactly like it being sold out of the shopping malls across America to young people who are being told that this is a necessary icon to prove their fashionability and peer review. And so, you know, I keep this, and I just, yeah, this is unique. And I think we all need to go back to valuing that. Of instead of getting, you know, a mass merchandise manufactured, you know, one in a million or one of several million out of the local Walmart, it's time to start hitting those arts and crafts fairs and maybe buying things for your home that are made by your local artists that basically speak of your local community, that have a personality to them. It's just not this faceless, anonymous, you know, glassware or dish or cook or crockery that everybody else has in their homes all across that blurs and blends our cultural identities. I think it's time that we start doing that. I think we're going to see it. I think people are going to reject this whole mass manufactured, mass marketed tilt-up block store being part of the reason why we hit this economic disaster. And I think we're going to see, instead of this rush to globalism, we're going to see regionalism. We're going to remember there was a reason national borders protected us from the financial predations of foreign powers. These countries that are there, you know, dying on the vine in Europe are going to say, you know, we should have kept those walls. We would have been protected from Wall Street's mortgage-backed security fraud. We would have been protected from LIBOR. So I think globalism has had its day, and I think it's stumbling and it's about to fall. And out of it is going to come a world with 1,000 different nations with very strong borders. And each nation is going to have their own culture and their own religion, their own personality and their own identity that they can feel good about. I think that's going to be a much more interesting and fun place to live in than this giant Walmartized single global planet Earth. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, J.P. Morgan has agreed to pay a $100 million settlement to end litigation by credit card customers who accused J.P. Morgan of improperly boosting the minimum payments on the credit cards in order to generate higher fees. And, you know, the minimum fees are in the credit agreement. There are limits on the law. And, again, J.P. Morgan was gaming the system. Because if they ramp up the minimum payments above what their customers can actually pay, then there's an added fee for that. There's added interest for that. They're basically gaming the system to take more money from you. It's on a massive, massive – they're doing it to everybody. You know, it doesn't do J.P. Morgan Chase any good to cheat one or two or 10 or 20 customers. They have to be doing it to every single one of their customers. And the hope is that people aren't just going to pay attention to all those numbers on their credit card statements. So the banks get into dinging behavior. They'll ding everybody for 5 cents here, 10 cents there. And it does add up to quite a bit of money. In fact, going back to the story about the new card skimmer that actually fits inside the ATM, or all these stories where hackers are breaking into various online entities and stealing credit card numbers. In the old days, somebody would steal a credit card and they'd go out and they'd max it out. And you'd get that bill back, oh my goodness, $15,000 worth of adult toys from whatever. And you'd know you'd been robbed and the bank would say, we'd cover it. Now, the new way the credit card scammers work is they'll break into these online entities, they'll steal 5 million credit card numbers, and then they'll set up some computers in places that are free from investigation and extradition, and they'll basically hit every one of those credit cards for some small little, like 25 cents or a buck and a half. And it goes through the credit card processing servers all around the world and percolates back. And most people don't really look at their credit card bills all that much. If they don't see a big jump in the amount owed, they just sort of write the check and that's it. And that, and this is where really millions and millions of dollars are being made. So you got to check those bills. I mean, personally, for my wife and I, we're paying off our credit cards and we're going to get rid of them. And, you know, it was really funny. Where were we? We were at some retail establishment the other day where we had to buy something a little nonsensical thing. You know, just a few bucks. And they said, oh, do you want to put it on your blah card? And, oh, how about this card? No, I want to pay cash. And we're being discouraged from you in cash. Have you seen those little prepaid credit cards they're selling on TV? Where you go in and you just hand them $100 in cash and they'll give you a card with $100 on it, less the handling fee. So you can stand there with your piece of plastic and look like you're a real American. And that's absurd. Just hang on to the cash. That makes you a real American. They're just gaming the system here. All righty, let's see. Now, interestingly enough, former Citigroup chairman Sanford Weill, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, said today it's time for the United States to go and split up investment banking from depositor banking. And it sounds really good, and it sounds like Wall Street is trying to police itself, but this is complete and utter nonsense. Because as a matter of fact, investment banking and depositor banking were split up back in 1933 with the passage of the Glass-Steagall Act. But a corrupt Congress, and aren't they all, screamed deregulation and repeal law in 1999 when they passed the Graham-Leach-Bliley Act, otherwise known as the Citigroup Relief Act, which was passed to retroactively legalize Citibank and Traveler Group's merger into Citigroup, which was illegal under Glass-Steagall. And the U.S. government was saying, yeah, that's illegal. We'll write you a special exemption. We'll write you a waiver. And then finally said, we'll just get rid of that law. It's working out so well for everybody, we'll just get rid of that old pesky Glass-Steagall. There was a reason Glass-Steagall was passed in 1933, and it was called the Great Depression. Because it was the merger of investment banks and depositor banks, and the investment banks' high-risk gambling with depositor money that led to the disaster of the Great Depression. And sure enough, Congress says, let's try it again. I'm sure there'll be a different outcome. And here we are. And so the bottom line is, it doesn't really matter what laws get passed. And every candidate for office this November is going to be up there saying, I want to pass more laws to do whatever. It doesn't matter, because the laws aren't enforced or they're repealed at the next Congress. There is no absolute. Politicians will campaign that they're going to deal with the situation by passing more laws, ignoring the fact that there are already laws that are simply not enforced, and the new laws won't be enforced, or if they are, they'll be repealed. It's the same situation we have down in Colorado with a shooting. We're calling for a gun ban. There was one already in effect. It's just all politics here. And behind all of that, of course, is this reality that nobody on Wall Street wants to talk about. The Federal Reserve System, the privately owned Federal Reserve System, is a pyramid scheme. It's a Ponzi scheme. And it works only if each new generation of borrowers can be lured into the system to justify the creation of new money, which will circulate through the economy and pay the interest on the old money. But you have to always have an ever-growing base of new borrowers at the bottom of this thing. And when you run out of borrowers, when you run out of population, when you've taken their jobs away and people don't want to borrow any more money, the pyramid starts to collapse. And so the government steps in and starts borrowing behalf of the American people, without their permission, I might add, to try and perpetuate the system along a little further. And it's worked for almost 10 years. But now the U.S. government can't borrow anymore. Now they're talking about quantitative easing 3, which is just another form of loan from that private central bank to everybody. Because they're not creating that money in response to a loan by any one group or individuals. It's just generically, we're going to pour out this money all over Wall Street to those who need it and charge it to the American people. By design, private central banks create more debt than they create money with which to pay that debt. And that is why, despite all the work and all the progress and all the technology and all the sacrifice of all the people of planet Earth, every nation on Earth enslaved to a private central bank is drowning in paper debt. It's not real debt. That those trillions that are owed to the private central banks never existed. It's just made up numbers on an arbitrary set of rules. The one exception, of course, is Iceland, who threw their crooked bankers into prison, fired the government that helped the banks to loot the people, wrote off all the fraudulently created debt, and now they're a booming economy. Funny how you never hear about them on the financial channels. And unless and until Americans are willing to do the same thing here in this country, there is no amount of gratuitous and easily repealable legislation that will fix the problem. Deal with it. We know what has to happen. Get used to it. Meanwhile, of course, Ron Paul is out there talking about auditing the Federal Reserve. And there is a bill working through the House. In fact, they're probably going to vote on it today to audit the Federal Reserve. Well, don't get out the paper hats and the noisemakers just yet, because this is a very limited audit. This is an audit of the things the Federal Reserve says, yeah, you can look at these books over here. But it's not a full and complete audit. And the one thing it will never get close to is finding out how much real wealth has been taken from the working and middle classes of the American society and transferred to the pockets of the bankers for nothing more than ink and paper. Now, Ron Paul has been pushing for a full audit of the Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve is coming back and saying, well, no, we've been audited all that you need to audit us. But the reality is, by law, there are parts of the Federal Reserve's operation that are off limits to the U.S. government. Isn't that amazing? The U.S. Congress in 1913 illegally ceded the money creation authority of the federal government into the hands of private bankers. It should have required a constitutional amendment. But they pulled a fast one. They did it over the Christmas holiday, 1913. And then they turn around and say, well, we, the government, are legally banned from looking at the operation of the private bank too closely. The Government Accountability Office is prohibited by law from examining operations of the Federal Reserve's discount window and open market operations, any agreements with foreign governments and foreign central banks, and federal open market committee directives. It's all off limits. And this is where all the damage is being done. So they're trying to pull a fast one. They're going to pass this little legislation saying, oh, there's an audit. There's an audit of the Federal Reserve, and this should make you all happy. And that, of course, is its design objective. But it's not a full and complete audit. It's not an audit of how much wealth these private bankers have made off the backs of the American people. They're going to put up some books that make it look like the Federal Reserve isn't making all that much money. And they're going to say, see, now go back to your pen slave. Anyway, everybody's playing gambling games these days. As a matter of fact, Delta Airlines was literally betting some of their cash flow on fuel prices. And the fuel prices went the wrong way. And so Delta Airlines has a second quarter loss entirely from their hedging operations. It has nothing to do with pilots or stewardesses or aircraft or ticket sales or anything. They were using their money to bet on fuel costs, and they went the wrong way. $168 million, 20 cents per share. Now, over in Great Britain, we've been talking about economic recovery, and huzzah, huzzah, the Olympics will make everything all better. I don't think so. But the gross domestic product, even including the efforts for the Olympics, shrank by 0.7%. Now, that's not a huge amount, But it's enough to basically signal that Britain is going back into a recession. Because especially with the Olympics and all of that commercial activity, the GDP should have gone up. And just remember, when they talk about the growth of an economy, they're talking about its total indebtedness. They use the word growth to confuse you, to think it's a good thing. The economy is growing, means more people are going into debt to the private central bank, which means that bank is getting more in interest payments. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. But the people are still going deeper into debt, and they call it growth, so you'll think it's a good thing if you don't understand how that scam works. The economy is growing, must be a good thing. I'll have a beer. But not in New York. Bloomberg's on a rant against alcohol now. Now, despite the news that Britain is going back into a recession, the government has spent £175,000 of taxpayer money on new art and statues for the House of Lords, because after all, they can't be expected to do what they do, staring at all that old art and old statues. It's something up to date, don't you know? Now, Germany, of course, as you're probably aware, has been considered the wallet of last resort for the European Union. There's all this pressure about, you know, Eurobond this and, you know, transferring of wealth back and forth. And Germany has gone on the hook so many times for all these other countries that are in trouble that now Germany's own credit outlook has gone negative. Moody's has basically said Germany's credit outlook is negative, not because the German people can't pay Germany's debt, but in recognition of the fact that the German people can't pay all of the European Union's debt. And in the end, nobody can pay all the debts off because they're in the grip of that private central bank that lends all the public currency as a loan at interest. There is no currency in circulation anywhere in any of these countries that didn't begin as a loan at interest from that private central bank. And so it is impossible to pay off the debt, and now Germany is getting dragged down. It's only a matter of time before the whole thing implodes. A piece of good news out there. The former CEO and chairman of Anglo-Irish Bank got arrested for fraud. Yes, give him an orange jumpsuit and a bunch of chains. Interestingly enough, the World Bank came out today and said the Palestinian economy is not ready for statehood. Now, I'm wondering when it was that we decided to let the bankers choose who gets to be a nation or not. I suspect the World Bank may have a built-in bias regarding Palestine. And as I recall from reading my history, the Bank of England said much the same thing about the colonies in North America. Their economy wasn't ready for statehood. Actually, the colonial economy was doing great. That's why King George III passed the Currency Act to re-enslave them to the Bank of England. And so the Bank of England said they're not ready, meaning they're not willing to be our slaves. Therefore, you're not allowed to be a nation unless you're willing to be our slaves. Maybe that's what happened out in Palestine. Palestine said, we're going to have a state bank and a value-based currency. And so the World Bank would say, well, you're not ready to join us. We require fiat currencies and debt-based currencies and perpetual servitude. Palestinians are saying, we've had enough of that. Thank you very much. We're going to go our own way here. Anyway, here in the United States of America, I mentioned this earlier in the show, one out of every four private sector workers is earning less than $10 an hour. In this country, as prices are being driven up by the magic printing press over at the Federal Reserve, that's not enough. You talk about, you know, work hard and you will do well, not at $10 an hour. Cannot be done. Cannot be done. Which reminds me, back in 2008... presidential candidate Barack Obama made a pledge to raise the minimum wage by the year 2011. And this was one of the promises that galvanized all the young people, young voters who weren't making a lot of money. Progressives, supporters just got him to the polls here. You know, Obama ran that campaign of soaring rhetoric and uplifting ideas, and he's a very good speaker. And I remember commenting at the time, you know, he can grab an audience. He's got the gift of gab. He's got the blarney. And he came in promising hope and change. And now we're all hoping to get a little extra change. And his promise to raise the minimum wage is another one of the promises he did not keep, along with closing down Guantanamo and changing course from the Bush policy. And now we're going into November with two presumed candidates who are going to continue the policies that have led this nation to ruin. And a bunch of money junkies sitting up there saying, we'll pick the candidates for you. You don't get to pick your own candidates. That's not democracy. Democracy is you get to pick from the people we tell you to pick from, just like we did in Libya, we're doing in Syria and all these other countries. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Hey, John. How come you've got a Garden of Eden? And my backyard looks like Dante's Inferno.
Could be any number of reasons. Where did you get your seeds?
I bought the 24 variety kit from one of those guys on the internet. Got a great deal, too.
Well, it may be that your seed isn't suited for this area.
Isn't it all the same?
Heck no, man. My bank came from Texas Ready. They offer regional seed banks so that you can be assured of getting seed that will grow in your area. Not only that, all of their seeds are fresh. You're not going to get some seed that's been sitting around in a freezer or warehouse for the last couple of years.
Oh, crap.
Friends, don't be lassoed into a seed bank that may not produce well in your area. Go to TexasReady.net. and order a northern bank for growing zones 3 through 6, or a southern bank for zones 7 through 10. That's TexasReady.net. Live where you will, but be Texas Ready.
Working two jobs ends never seen to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Mitt Romney's running around saying that Obama doesn't love Israel enough. I cannot tell you how that pisses me off. Not that whether or not Obama loves Israel or not, that it's even an issue in this election. If Mitt Romney and Obama want to talk about Israel, let them go run for the Knesset. But this is the United States of America. And I am sick and tired of every one of our elected officials starting their campaigns by running off to Israel to say, I love Tel Aviv. Going to plant a big booty smooch on whoever the prime minister is over there. How about who loves America best? Does Obama love America and what it's supposed to stand for? Does Mitt Romney love America and what it's supposed to stand for? Is it just another opportunity to enrich themselves and aggrandize themselves and get themselves into the history books and have statues in the parks of all across America for the pigeons to go on? I'm sick and tired of all these candidates talking about how much they love Israel and how much Israel loves them. It's embarrassing. It's humiliating. Are there any candidates out there, aside from Ron Paul, who even talk about what's going on in America, in the United States of America? Are any of these politicians out there proclaiming their undying love for Israel able to explain to us what this so-called special relationship is? Like we're never supposed to question it or examine it? You can't ask questions. It's a special relationship. I think special relationship is that Israel is blackmailing the U.S. government over 9/11. And that's why ever since 9/11, there isn't anything that Israel can ask for that the U.S. government will refuse, including getting that guy with the human trafficking. History's biggest human trafficking. They had 3 guilty pleas and confessions, and they still cut him loose. No government can serve 2 masters. And a government that serves Israel cannot, does not, and will not serve the American people. Right now, this country needs leaders who will put America first, second, and third. Sadly, going into the November elections, I don't see any. Aside from Ron Paul. And he's never going to be allowed to get the nomination. That has been made abundantly clear. The only reason he's being allowed into the convention now is that Mitt Romney and the GOP leadership, having spent several months pissing all over Ron Paul and his supporters, are now going to play kiss and make up. Please join us. Let us put aside our differences as we go after Obama. Not going to work. That little poll that I put out there the other day overwhelmingly showed that most of America, at least most of the people reading my website, are in agreement. If Ron Paul's not on the ballot, we're not going to bother showing up. We'll be right back after station identification.